Good afternoon, I'm Rusty Melberg. News time 12 noon. We're at our high for the day of 52, but windy out there, mostly cloudy as well. The slide in gas prices continues as a new work week begins. Stations across Sheboygan County range from $3.23 to $3.29 a gallon for unleaded regular. That is above the Wisconsin AAA's average for this Monday. Their fuel gauge report is at $3.22, down 5 cents from 1 week ago and 13 cents from 1 month ago. The state average is lower than the national average by 1 cent, ranking 18th lowest among all other states. Experts say this price drop is due to multiple factors, such as few refinery problems in the nation, the production of a cheaper winter blend, and a price drop in worldwide crude oil. Some say the drop may continue through the upcoming holiday season. Wisconsin's largest city is starting to come to grips with another major road-building project. Preparations are beginning today for improvements on Milwaukee's Hone Bridge. It carries traffic along Interstate 794 from downtown Milwaukee to the south side and the suburbs beyond. Folks expect more traffic tie-ups and long delays at times, but that's nothing new in recent years. The city's Marquette and Zoo Freeway interchanges have both had major repair work, and work continues on improving Interstate 94 from Milwaukee southward to the Illinois line. A federal court trial begins today in Milwaukee, which could have an impact on Wisconsin's voter photo ID law. The trial is expected to last 2 weeks. Challengers say the ID law disenfranchises voters. Wisconsin Republicans who passed the law said it was necessary to prevent voter fraud. A skydiving group from Wisconsin has made it through what could have been a situation with a much different outcome. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper explains.
Two Skydive Superior planes reached 12,000 feet, and just as the jumpers started departing to do a formation, the two small planes collide. The pilot of the lead plane had to bail using his parachute. The tail pilot was able to land his craft. Instructor Mike Robinson says none of the nine jumpers and two pilots was hurt.
We go through extensive training to learn how to be safe. Unfortunately, an airplane crash, you know, you take what you get in the circumstances. We were just lucky this time.
No word yet on what caused the crash. The FAA was called in right away, and a spokesman says the National Transportation Safety Board has also been notified.
Johnson & Johnson shells out over $2 billion to settle a suit over promoting drugs for non-label use. One example, the company had approved to sell the drug Risperidone for psychotic disorders, including schizophrenia, but the company was also saying the drug is good for elderly patients with dementia. That use was never approved by regulators. Attorney General Eric Holder says taxpayers put out millions for the medications.
This alleged conduct resulted in government health care programs paying millions of dollars in false claims for these drugs.
Two Fond du Lac police officers suffered non-life-threatening injuries when their squad cars collided in the city last Friday night. They were both treated at St. Agnes Hospital and released. The two were responding to assist another officer when their squads crashed at the intersection of Western Avenue and Macy Street just before 9 p.m. The Wisconsin State Patrol is investigating the incident. Handicap parking for motorcyclists. That's the idea being proposed by State Senator Frank Lissay, who wants to give parking parity to those bikers who may also be handicapped.
Only in the last few months, we became aware of that motorcyclists can't get a handicap sticker or hanger to keep you so you can park closer.
Lissay will introduce a bill giving motorcycle passengers or drivers, as long as they fit the established medical criteria, the same access to the blue disabled tags as someone using a car.
There's a variety of handicaps where you could ride a bike but still need to be close to a building for walking purposes. And then there's all kinds of different types of motorcycles these days.
Drug agents are keeping their eyes open to see if a new drug is making its way into Wisconsin. Lieutenant Brad Dunlap is the head of the Lake Winnebago Area Meg Unit, and he says it's known as Crocodile, but it's spelled K-R-O-K-O-D-I-L. He says it's highly addictive, and users typically die within 2 years.
Anytime we have a drug that has this type of a potential for abuse and the after effects or the effects of using the drug, we're obviously very concerned, but we haven't seen any cases. At least our drug unit hasn't been made aware of anybody that's dealing the stuff yet.
Dunlap says the drug is a mix of codeine, gasoline, and lighter fluid. He says it causes the skin around the injection site to turn green and scaly like a crocodile's.
It's a fairly simple drug to manufacture, so that's the other concern that we would have is that people would be making it clandestinely, much like methamphetamine.
The DEA says there are reports in Russia that more young adults are using crocodile as a cheaper alternative to heroin. Well, this week is Winter Weather Awareness Week in Wisconsin, and some portions of the state may be shoveling a lot of snow on Wednesday morning. The National Weather Service says the remnants of Tropical Storm Sonia in the eastern Pacific could help bring heavy moisture that's expected in southern and eastern Minnesota and far west and northwest Wisconsin. Combine this with a cold front pushing through the area, and current forecast models show that some of these locations could get up to 7 inches of snow by Wednesday morning. Rain is predicted for other parts of the state with this storm, but still with Winter Weather Awareness Week, emergency officials are urging everyone to, at the very least, make sure you have an emergency supply kit in your car and home as you get prepared for winter. Wisconsin Emergency Management's Todd Pritchard says a little planning now can help save you and your family when you least expect it.
You know, so having some, you know, basic supplies, you know, enough food and water, you need to think about food that you don't have to cool to store or heat to prepare because you may not have power.
More information on how you can get prepared for winter is found online at readywisconsin.wi.gov. A reminder that we have Packers football this evening. The Packers taking on the Bears at Lambeau Field. Coverage begins with the pregame at 5 p.m. 7:30 is when the kickoff will take place. Your weather forecast shows mostly cloudy skies, windy conditions through the rest of your Monday, a high near 52 expected. That's the current temperature right now as we get back to Rush Limbaugh on 1330 WHBL News Time 1206.